Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I can't really say. I think he's, like I said, you know, I'm always proud of him. He's playing winning football. He's working really hard every week to be prepared and be ready to play and doing everything he can do to win the game and win the next game and be ready to play winning football.
So that was John Harbaugh yesterday talking about Lamar Jackson, and Lamar Jackson back on the practice field today. So was Kyle Hamilton. Only Ravens not practicing, Taven Bryan, who's probably going to go on IR for he was seen with a knee brace in the locker room after the game, defensive lineman, and Justice Hill, who was out there yesterday. I'm guessing with the two games in 5 days, and we'll hear more later, but they're giving him a day off his foot. He had the toe issue that he missed the game 2 weeks ago. Alas, Looked Lamar out there, Kyle Hamilton out there. But let's get back to Lamar and Derrick Henry. And this thing was a joy to watch a year ago. As Derrick Henry rushed for 1,900 yards, Lamar Jackson put up numbers that should have won him another MVP award. Ain't working out that way this year.
No. Yeah, it is interesting how we keep seeing different body parts, all sort of the lower body region, but it keeps slip sliding. And I don't think we know the full extent. I know we don't know the full extent of it, and I don't think he's anywhere close to 100%. And I have a hard time thinking things are going to get better by Thursday. Now, maybe the 9 days off after this game or whatever. But I think they're in triage mode as an offense right now, and they are hunting and pecking to find what works. They don't come into these games looking to incorporate the tubas and the percussion and the strings. It's like, we hope the tubas are a little bit in tune today. We hope the strings aren't broken. We hope the conductor has two arms at his disposal and not one. It's a tough way to go through a schedule. The good news is for them that the Bengals can't play any defense. They can't play any defense. But I don't know, guys. A short week, Lamar Jackson looking like he looks, this offense being as stuck in the mud as it is, especially in the first half of games. I guess it's a crazy over game. I mean, that's what they've tended to play. But I do wonder, even against this atrocious defense, if the Ravens are going to be able to generate the kinds of explosive plays against them that everybody else is.
Well, it's fair to be concerned with that. If there was ever a week where Derrick Henry could turn back the clock to 2024, it would be really nice for this week. That way, it's not all on Lamar Jackson. And I think you made a good point yesterday, Jason, where this is the time while Lamar is banged up where other people have to pick him up. And maybe that's Zay Flowers with yards after the catch, DeAndre Hopkins making contested catches, Keaton Mitchell with some chunk runs. But it's also Derrick Henry, and going against this Bengals defense that you mentioned, they are horrible, and they're 29th in yards per rush allowed, 5.1. They give up 156 yards on the ground per game, and some of this decline, when you're focusing on Derrick Henry, I think some of it is him, some of it's the offensive line, and you can look at different metrics that illustrate that. He's not making guys miss, nowhere near the rate that he was last year, talking about Henry. But he's also being hit behind the line of scrimmage over 50% of his carries this year, which that's nowhere near good enough either.
It is fascinating to watch a team that a year ago couldn't be stopped. They change one offensive lineman, and everybody else regresses, and the whole thing kind of gets derailed. I am fascinated to see what this looks like on Thursday, because it's the opposite. What's the old saying? The irresistible force against the immovable object. This is the opposite of that. You've got an offense that seems can't get out of its own way, and a defense that is atrocious. Is absolutely atrocious. So how do those two things come together?
Well, look, I think in terms of what's changed for the offense, I think it's not even so much that the offensive line has regressed. It's that I think even as we documented last year how crazy it was for Lamar to be running for 1,000 yards while he did everything he did in the passing game, and as much as we talked about, wow, what an amazing season Derrick Henry's having this late in his career, 30-plus, new team, all those carries under his belt. And I still think we never quite put enough emphasis on it's the freak show of Lamar
yes,
that makes it all.
Absolutely.
The legs and
the
arms.
Superpower.
Him being able to kill you on any down with either. That's the secret sauce. And that made the offensive line look better than it is. And that made Derrick Henry look better here than he'd look anywhere else. I don't care. You give him the best offensive line in the league. If you don't have to defend the quarterback at all in the run game, Derrick Henry's going to get hit more behind the line of scrimmage, and he's going to look more ordinary, and he's going to wear down through the course of a season because he's not going to be running free 3-4 yards before contact. He's going to be getting hit all the time. Like, that was it. Like, that's the elixir. And without it, and it hasn't really been there since the first couple weeks of the season, everything's pretty damn ordinary.
Jason, look at back at the Steelers game at the end of the regular season last year. Remember, the Steelers sold out because Derrick Henry ran all over. Like, they sold out in that playoff game. And Lamar just kept running the ball. Yeah. And he didn't run for big gains, but they kept moving the chains. And then eventually Henry got going. I don't know if that's available this year. They can't do that.
But you just haven't seen it. Until Lamar Jackson keeps the ball with at least a little bit of regularity, if you're a defense, just crash the middle. Crash Derrick Henry until Lamar gives you a reason otherwise. And there was that situation where Lamar could have kept it
in the Jets game,
into
yeah,
the end zone on Sunday, but he didn't. Gave it to Henry, and Henry got no gain.
And they're also back to blitzing him with abandon from the start, and they're coming out aggressive, and they're feeling him out. And if this is still the Lamar we've been seeing on tape lately, then we're going to be able to bully them a little bit. We're gonna force them to play our way. And to this point, I mean, it's been diminishing returns with getting anything out of Lamar in the run game for a lot of obvious reasons. And as bad as this defense is.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't think that part of it's changing in this game. I could be totally wrong. Wouldn't be the first time.
Derrick Henry did not have a lot of joy against the Bengals a year ago, but that was Lou Anarumo. He seems to have been, and their defense was bad a year ago, but his high in two games, he had 92 in the first game and 68 in the second game. Scored touchdowns in both games. Now, the defense looks worse now than it was a year ago, alas.
Oh, it's significantly worse. It's as bad as any defense has ever been.
Yeah.
Something that's big every week for this offense, because they've been so poor on third down, especially since Lamar's came back, it got to win on first down. And what you've seen a lot this year is when they run the ball on first down, the negative plays, the plays for no gain, 1 yard, 2 yard. Well, looking at this Bengals defense, according to NFL Pro, I gave the stat about Derrick Henry getting hit behind the line of scrimmage more than half of the time. Well, the Bengals are hitting running backs behind the line of scrimmage a league low 34.6% of the time. They're recording a run stuff rate of 11.8%. That's second lowest. So they're not forcing offenses into those negative plays, which that could be big on Thursday
night. It's literally the opposite of the irresistible force against the immovable. Like that's the opposite of that.
Yeah.
And obviously no Hendrickson. And Jason, I don't know if you said it on the air, but he may never play for the Bengals again.
Play for them
again.
I don't think you have to worry about him in the rematch either. I mean, look, I think we're going to find out some things that we've been wondering about for a few weeks now. The defense is clearly good, but is it really good? Is it as good as the recent numbers would indicate, because the level of competition is about to jump up? And then on the other side, if this offense can't look productive and impactful and at least occasionally more dynamic than it has lately, then I don't think that's because the Bengals defense all of a sudden got a lot better. I think that would be your strongest indicator yet, that this team is going to only be able to beat good teams if the defense continues to give up one offensive touchdown every other game.
If you're just tuning in, Ravens on the practice field, Travis Jones, Kyle Hamilton, and Lamar Jackson all on the practice field. This is the only media availability day watching them practice. Yesterday they did an estimated walkthrough. Locker room was open. Tomorrow it's day before a game, so nothing to see here. No media availability as they play on Thursday. We have a massive Tuesday show guest-wise. Guys that you know really well, Jason, and I don't want to say their names wrong because you know them better than I, but the guys from Bubba.
I know Andy really well. I've only met Adam a couple times. But yeah, we've talked about, you guys have probably heard the promo running for Bubba, Baltimore Urban Baseball Association. They've got a huge fundraiser coming up a week from Saturday. Adam Jones has flown over from Spain to MC and oversee the event. They provide access to after-school programs, baseball-oriented, but also well beyond baseball, to at-risk youth. They're a fly ball away from Camden Yards in South Baltimore. They've got TrackMan, all the greatest sort of modern stuff that you'd find at a drive line in terms of how you develop baseball talent. It's available, and yes, there's suburban teams that are renting this facility out, but they're also making that available to and exposing kids to baseball, but also giving them a safe place to go after school. It's a great group. And Andy and Adam will tell us a little bit more about all of that in the 2:30 hour. And then our friend Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network will join us. I am sure she's very bullish on the Ravens.
Yes.
And their 5-game win streak. And Joe Daneman, who we talk to regularly about the Bengals.
Fox 19.
From the Fox affiliate there in Cincinnati. What does he think Joe Burrow is capable of?
Coming up next, though, it's Northern Exposure and Zach Taylor, head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, talking in preparation for this game. What did he have to say? We'll hear from the Bengals coach next here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.